Have you ever noticed how certain moments seem to lift the weight of existence from your shoulders? Standing before a crystal blue sea, climbing to a mountain summit, or wandering through an ancient temple garden? These extraordinary experiences refresh us, making our hearts feel lighter and our minds clearer. But what if you could experience that same sense of peace in your everyday life? This is the profound promise of The Art of Simple Living by Shunmyo Masuno, a renowned Zen Buddhist priest and master garden designer whose work has transformed the lives of millions worldwide. Since its publication, this international bestseller has been embraced by celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and translated into more than 30 languages, offering a counterbalance to our increasingly complex and overwhelming world. What makes this book particularly powerful is how it distills 2,500 years of wisdom into practical daily habits that anyone can implement, no monastery required. In our relentless pursuit of the extraordinary, we often miss the simple truth that peace isn't found in escaping our daily lives, but in transforming how we experience them. Most of us are caught in an endless cycle, feeling overwhelmed by life's complexities, seeking temporary relief through extraordinary experiences, then returning to our regular routines only to feel burdened again. But what if, instead of seeking the extraordinary elsewhere, we could bring it into our everyday existence? This is the essence of Zen-style simple living. Rather than attempting to change the world around us, an impossible task, we can change ourselves, our habits, perspectives, and responses to move through life with greater ease. The beauty of Zen practice lies in its simplicity. You don't need to climb mountains or visit ancient temples to experience tranquility. With minor adjustments to your daily routines, you can discover the extraordinary within the ordinary moments of your life. These adjustments need not be dramatic transformations, but subtle shifts that gradually create profound change. Consider how you begin your day. Instead of rushing into your morning routine, try waking 15 minutes earlier. Use this time to sit quietly, lengthen your spine, and take slow breaths from your tanden, the area below your navel. As your breathing settles, your mind naturally becomes still. While enjoying tea or coffee, look out at the morning sky and listen for birdsong. This simple practice creates mental space that carries throughout your day. Or reflect on how you end your workday. Before leaving your desk, take a moment to organize your workspace. In Zen temples, monks clean every morning and evening, not because of dirt, but to polish their minds. With every sweep of the broom, you clear mental dust. With every swipe of the cloth, your heart gleams brighter. The key to an invigorated mind begins with ordering your surroundings. One of the most transformative Zen practices is making time for emptiness. In our hectic modern lives, few of us create space to think about nothing. Pressed by endless emails, social media notifications, work deadlines, and family responsibilities, we're constantly busy completing necessary tasks. This unconscious immersion in activity makes us lose sight of our true selves and genuine happiness, leaving us feeling disconnected and overwhelmed. Just 10 minutes daily is all you need to begin this practice. Find a quiet space, perhaps early morning or just before bed, where you won't be interrupted. Clear your mind and avoid getting caught up in surrounding distractions, the hum of traffic, nearby conversations, or the temptation to check your phone. Though various thoughts will arise about work, relationships, or daily concerns, acknowledge them without judgment and send them away one by one. This practice reveals the present moment and the subtle natural shifts keeping you alive. Your breath, your heartbeat, the sensation of air on your skin. When undistracted, your pure, honest self emerges from beneath the layers of daily concerns. This emptiness extends to how we experience our daily activities, particularly meals. In our rushed lives, we often eat breakfast while checking emails, discuss work during lunch meetings, and watch television during dinner, neglecting the actual act of eating. Zen Buddhism teaches eat and drink with your whole heart, meaning to focus completely on the meal before you, treating each bite as a meditation in itself. As you eat, consider the journey of your food. Think about those who prepared it, the farmers who planted seeds, the workers who harvested crops, the truck drivers who transported ingredients, and the cooks who transformed them into meals. Visualize where the vegetables were grown, the soil they sprouted from, the sun and rain that nourished them. Remember that your food passes through 100 hands before reaching your plate. When eating, pause after every bite, setting down your chopsticks to savor not just the flavors, but feelings of gratitude. Notice textures, temperatures, and the subtle changes as you chew. Meals aren't merely for satisfying hunger, they're important training opportunities for mindfulness and connection to the world around us. The same mindfulness applies to how we arrange our living spaces. To simplify your inner self, arrange your room sparely, removing clutter that creates visual and mental noise. The Zen spirit values simplicity, stripping away what isn't useful rather than practicing mere frugality. This means carefully considering each object's purpose and joy-bringing potential. Simplicity means determining what's truly necessary and caring for those things well, while frugality means simply subsisting with low-value items. Living simply might mean using a carefully chosen coffee mug you genuinely love and maintaining it for years, rather than keeping a cabinet full of mismatched cups. It means acquiring only what you truly need and can mindfully maintain, creating spaces that support peace rather than distraction. In Japanese, the word for breathing, kokyu, places the character for breathing out before breathing in, emphasizing exhalation's primacy. This subtle linguistic detail reveals a profound truth about how breathing affects our mental state, a wisdom that has been central to Eastern practices for millennia. The Japanese understanding of breath reflects their holistic view of mind-body integration. When negative emotions arise or stress mounts, focus your awareness on your tanden, the energy center located about 2 inches below the navel, while slowly exhaling a long, thin breath. After complete exhalation, inhalation follows naturally, like a wave returning to shore. As this cycle repeats, calmness increases and your body feels more grounded, as if roots are extending deep into the earth. Chest breathing, characterized by rapid, shallow breaths in the upper torso, creates restlessness, impatience, and irritation in a negative spiral. When these emotions arise, abdominal breathing can quickly restore relaxation and mental refreshment, often within just 3 to 5 conscious breaths. This breathing practice forms the foundation of Zazen meditation, which sits at the core of Zen training. The word Zen comes from Sanskrit dhyana, meaning quiet contemplation. Humans cannot think deeply while moving. With only one mind, when focused on movement, profound contemplation becomes difficult. Walking thoughts tend toward practicalities like work or dinner plans, not deeper questions about truth or life's meaning. This is why traditional meditation emphasizes stillness as a prerequisite for insight. Even during your commute or in spare moments, you can practice a standing zazen by focusing your awareness on your tanden. This simple spiritual practice during transitions helps you change gears between different aspects of your life, creating clear boundaries between work, home, and personal time. Similarly, during lunch breaks, try a 5-minute chair zazen to refresh both head and heart. Align your head and tailbone to create an S-curve when viewed from the side, keeping shoulders relaxed and chin slightly tucked. Then focus on your breathing to naturally decrease from 7-8 breaths per minute under stress to 3-4 breaths per minute. This practice can be especially powerful before important meetings, difficult conversations, or whenever you need to reset your mental state. Regular practice of conscious breathing creates a foundation for emotional stability and mental clarity. Many practitioners report improved decision-making ability, reduced reactive behavior, and a greater sense of inner peace. The beauty of this practice lies in its simplicity and accessibility. It requires no special equipment or environment, only the breath we already have. Zen Buddhism recognizes the profound and essential connection between humans and nature, viewing it as a fundamental pathway to enlightenment and inner peace. When I taught elementary school children to create miniature gardens, I first asked them to find their favorite place in the garden and empty their minds of daily concerns. Then, in small wooden boxes, they thoughtfully arranged dirt, pebbles, branches, and leaves, creating flowing streams with carefully placed stones, diagonal branches representing the movement of wind, and intricate arrangements attempting to capture the interplay of light and shade. These typically restless children became completely absorbed in their engagement with nature, demonstrating the innate human capacity for connecting with the natural world. You can create this meaningful connection in your own life through simple daily practices. Pick up interesting stones during your walks, pause to smell roadside flowers, and create a miniature garden in your mind while commuting. Even in urban environments, nature finds ways to persist, in sidewalk cracks, on windowsills, and in small parks. This connection with nature, even in seemingly insignificant ways, will help you relax and discover happiness in unexpected places. Consider the profound experience of growing a single flower from seed. Plant it mindfully. Talk to it daily as you water it. Observe its progress with patience. Watch as a tender shoot appears, develops leaves, and eventually transforms into a beautiful bloom. Each stage offers lessons in patience and impermanence. In nature, every day presents itself anew, unlike humans who often fixate on past events and future anxieties. Growing a flower teaches that nothing remains static. Change is the only constant. A Zen lifestyle maintains constant mindful contact with nature, perceiving the life force within it and experiencing ourselves as inseparable from it. My temple garden appears different with each passing day. Subtle variations between sunny and overcast days, the ever-changing patterns of fallen leaves, the dance of shadows across stones. As we say, every day is new and new again tomorrow. The worries and preoccupations of today will naturally conclude with the setting sun. Tomorrow brings forth a new version of yourself. This deep connection with nature fundamentally shapes how we experience time and our place within it. In Tokyo's historic Yanaka neighborhood, the Sunstep Steps offer a perfect vantage point for watching the day's end, creating a natural pause in urban life. Such contemplative spaces exist everywhere, whether it's countryside footpaths winding between rice paddies, city rooftops where the setting sun appears magnified, or a quiet corner of your local park. Find your own Sunstep Steps, a personal sanctuary where you can sit quietly and observe the sun's daily journey. When evening falls, look out at the darkening sky and feel genuine gratitude for having experienced another day in its entirety. This practice helps develop awareness of life's natural rhythms and our place within them. The ritual of connecting with nature, whether through gardening, observing seasonal changes, or simply sitting quietly outdoors, serves as a powerful reminder of our fundamental relationship with the natural world. It teaches us to slow down, observe closely, and appreciate the profound simplicity of existence. To live more freely, Zen teaches the importance of not labeling ourselves. Within you lives another self, your true protagonist, or master, freer than the self you know and rich with potential. A famous Zen monk would address himself asking, "Hey master, are you awake?" with his self replying, "Yes." This practice of self-dialogue helps recognize the distinction between our societal roles and our deeper essence. We all play various roles in society: office worker, mother, cook, student, friend. But we each have this other essential self within, one that transcends these temporary labels and positions. This understanding fundamentally transforms how we approach work. In Zen practice, we don't think of work as labor, but call it samu, a term that encompasses both physical activity and spiritual practice. Originally in India, Buddhist monks lived solely on alms, samu, walking through villages with their bowls. When Buddhism spread to China, temples built deep in mountains required monks to grow their own food as a form of practice. This practical necessity evolved into a core principle, leading to Zen master Baizhang Huaihai's famous saying, "A day without working is a day without eating." This philosophy integrates work into spiritual practice rather than seeing it as separate from our inner development. Daily work in modern society often focuses us on tasks, deadlines, and material gains, but Baizhang's thinking reveals work's deeper essence. Try seeing your work as samu, mindful work that nurtures or educates you regardless of the specific task. Whether you're analyzing data, serving customers, teaching students, or managing projects, each activity can become a form of meditation and growth. Only then will you experience work's true pleasure and purpose. Be grateful for opportunities to contribute and develop, and happy for the chance to work. If you believe tasks are forced upon you or merely means to an end, work becomes a burden, arousing negative feelings like resentment and frustration. Few people can truly say, "The work I'm doing now is my true calling." Most wonder, "Is this job right for me? There must be better work I'm suited for." While people certainly have different aptitudes and natural inclinations, perseverance matters tremendously in finding fulfillment. Zen monks repeat the same daily routines, waking early, sweeping gardens, performing services, preparing meals, with the profound lesson found in repetition itself. Starting something takes initial energy and enthusiasm. Finishing is relatively easy with the end in sight, but continuing steadily through the middle path is hardest. This principle applies whether you're developing a career, building a business, or mastering a craft. The key lies not in finding perfect work, but in perfecting your approach to whatever work presents itself. Buddhism identifies three poisons, greed, anger, and ignorance, as the root causes of human suffering that prevent enlightenment. Greed leaves us perpetually wanting more, despite acquiring what we desire. Anger makes us rage at slight provocations. Ignorance isn't merely lack of education, but failure to understand our true Buddha nature. As long as these poisons govern us, peace remains elusive. These poisons particularly affect our relationships with others. Interpersonal relationships are inherently complex. Even Zen monks don't always get along with each other. Being attached to the notion of getting along with everyone creates unnecessary tension. Don't get caught up, don't be biased, don't be too fussy. Simply let go of trivial attachments and adopt a more laid-back approach. Office relationships often create friction, with people blaming subordinates or superiors for their troubles. Musō Kokushi, the father of Zen gardens, taught that Zen's central benefit isn't about preventing negatives and promoting positives, but directing people to a fundamental reality beyond such distinctions. Both misfortune and good fortune share the same origin. Hatred and affection are, in essence, one and the same. Their true nature resides in our own mind. Our preferences and judgments are products of our thinking. Words matter, but not being swayed by them matters more. At work or socially, we may be hurt by others' comments, even when they intend to encourage us. The Zen mind remains unmoved even when the eight winds blow, unperturbed regardless of circumstances, maintaining calm and good humor. Free yourself from attachment to things, including words and strained relationships. While modern society emphasizes extensive networking and wide acquaintance circles, personal relationships benefit from depth rather than breadth. Building one meaningful relationship proves more enriching than amassing 100 superficial connections. The Zen concept of Ichigo Ichie, once in a lifetime, teaches us to treasure each encounter, as we may meet someone only once. In Zen philosophy, we live only in the moment, the here and now, a concept that reveals profound truth through simple observation. Consider your breathing. Inhaling is the present moment, but once you exhale, that breath has already become past. Each breath represents a complete cycle of existence, creation, presence, and passing. Similarly, reading previous pages was the past you, while reading future pages will be the future you. When feeling down, simply clapping your hands can shift your mental state instantly, creating a different you, like a scene change in a film. This immediate transformation demonstrates how fluid our existence truly is. This awareness of impermanence extends to how we view our lives and relationships. When Zen monk Ikkyu was asked to write something congratulatory for a grandchild's birth, he wrote, "The parent dies, the child dies, the grandchild dies." When the merchant complained about this morbidity, Ikkyu explained that experiencing death in its natural order represents the greatest happiness, for imagine the sorrow of a parent burying their child. The seemingly unremarkable aspects of daily life, breathing, working, sleeping well, sharing meals with family, are actually what make life most amazing. These ordinary moments, strung together like pearls on a string, create the fabric of our existence. During Japan's war-torn Kamakura and early Muromachi periods, 1185 to 1573, Zen gained particular popularity among samurai who faced constant mortality. Living under the shadow of death, these warriors found profound meaning in Zen's teachings about impermanence. This uncertainty about tomorrow made living in the present moment not just philosophical wisdom, but practical necessity. In Buddhism, all days are good days means each day is precious because it will never come again, whether it brings rain or sunshine, triumph or challenge. The goodness of any day isn't determined by external events or encounters, but by your own mind's relationship with what unfolds. While you cannot control what happens, you completely control your response to it, a fundamental teaching that transforms how we experience both fortune and adversity. Life is fleeting, like a blink of an eye or morning dew on grass. When we truly contemplate our mortality, we gain remarkable clarity about what truly matters in our lives. Considering how we want to die, with peace, dignity, and few regrets, helps us understand how to live meaningfully today. If your life were to end soon, in months, weeks, or even tomorrow, you'd immediately recognize what's important and avoid wasting precious time on trivial matters or petty conflicts. Just like mindlessly watching television all day, an unfocused life feels wasted because we intuitively understand the value of our limited time. We must make the most of this brief existence we've been given by living consciously, purposefully, and with full appreciation of each moment's unique beauty. Buddhism teaches that our essential self is pure, clean, and perfectly clear. Finding this self is enlightenment, satori. We already possess everything we need within. Enlightenment comes from looking inward, not seeking external answers. This fundamental truth stands in contrast to many modern approaches that emphasize external achievement and acquisition. The Buddha nature exists in each person, though it's often clouded by delusion, attachment, and ignorance. Like clearing mud from still water, practice helps reveal what was always there. The Rinzai school practices Mando, Zen question answering, using koans that provoke and test the mind. With questions like, "Does a dog have Buddha nature?" or "What is the sound of one hand clapping?" where both yes and no can be wrong, practitioners face paradoxes that have no single correct answer. These koans are designed to short-circuit ordinary logical thinking, forcing students beyond conventional reasoning. A famous koan asks students to show their original face before their parents were born, pushing them to experience reality beyond conceptual thinking. While the Rinzai school uses koans to provoke enlightenment, the Soto school focuses purely on Zazen meditation. In Soto Zen's Shikan Taza practice, you simply sit without striving for anything, even forgetting that you're sitting, as your mind enters nothingness. This just-sitting approach emphasizes that enlightenment isn't something to achieve, but rather our natural state when we stop grasping. Though the methods differ, thinking devotedly with your head versus your body, both schools share the same objective, bringing us closer to our essential selves. The dry landscape gardens, Kare Sansui, attached to Zen abbots' quarters, symbolize the ideal of seclusion and represent the universe in miniature. These gardens use rocks, gravel, and minimal plants to create abstract landscapes that encourage contemplation. Historically, Zen monks would retreat deep into mountains for spiritual training, like the famous Edo period monk Ryokan, who lived in a simple hut and wrote poetry celebrating the ordinary moments of life. Though few modern monks live as hermits, these gardens represent this contemplative ideal. The famous rock garden at Ryoanji Temple in Kyoto, with its 15 carefully placed rocks that can never all be seen at once from any viewing position, exemplifies how these spaces challenge our perception and understanding. Your life is your own, but it is not your possession. In Buddhism, Jomyo refers to our predestined lifespan, determined at birth but unknown to us. This concept encourages both urgency and acceptance. Urgency to make the most of our time and acceptance of its inherent limitations. Life is a precious gift entrusted to our care, not something we own. Some lives are long, others brief, and there's no fairness to this distribution. But Buddhism teaches that a life's worth isn't measured by its duration. What matters is how we use the life we're given. Each moment contains the potential for awakening, and every day offers countless opportunities to manifest our true nature. How will you use yours today?